And you know, there in the entertainment section, there are all the ads for the films that are out and about in the cinemas at the moment. Now, have a little think. There's the, you know, the larger ads have got the photographs, the star there in one of those you know, principal important scenes from the movie. It's basically what sells the film to the audience, what gets people's interest in the first place. But have a little think for a second about who takes those photographs, where they come from. They are taken by a small, dedicated industry of film photographers. And this week's very exciting because Australia has the first two ever photographers accepted into the Society of Motion Pictures Still Photographers in the States. And as luck would have it, I have one of those two photographers on the line this evening. It's good evening to Matt Nettheim. G'day, Matt.
Hello, how are you?
So this organisation, is it a tough nut to crack?
It is a tough nut to crack, actually. I knew about it 10 years ago, but didn't have a chance to get in. They need 10 years, of feature film credits behind you.
You need 10 years of feature film credits?
10 years. And then at that point, you need to find two people within the society to sponsor you and say, this guy's up to speed. And then a portfolio is put before a committee, and then they get back to you.
Wow, there's a few hoops to jump through.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
So when did you get the call?
Call came in on Saturday morning. Me and Jason checked in with each other, and we were both very, very excited about it.
Yeah.
It's just a small credit for a fairly obscure little kind of line of photography.
Is it the only photography that you do, or do you do a whole range of stuff?
I work in performance arts generally, so I don't know about Jason, but I'll do dance and theatre, and I do a lot of work with actors generally, portraits and things like that, so I specialise in performance arts, but like Jason, we both just love taking photos and, you know, got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah. So take us through the role of a stills photographer when you're on set. I mean, most of us haven't had the experience of being on a film set. I imagine it's a fairly interesting place to be.
It's a really interesting place to be, and the stills photographer is actually on the front line of a film set, and in the sense that once everyone's poked around and makeup and lighting and grips are done, everyone leaves the room, and there's often just three or four people left there working with the actors recording the performance, and that's the stills photographer, and usually huddled in the corner with a couple of other people involved in sound and camera. I've often said the hardest thing about this job is being in that room in the first place. It's the interpersonal skills that are quite tricky to negotiate, getting along with all these people and including the actors, and that's a very important part of doing stills. And then the whole other side of it is being completely quiet. So there's very specific gear we use for this job.
Yeah, tell us about the gear, because some people would think that you'd just be in there with a normal camera, but it's not the case, is it?
Not the case. I mean, we do a lot of other sorts of photography as well, but the recording of the performance is generally done in a sound blimp. So an ordinary stills camera is inside a box, which keeps it completely quiet, which enables us, if everyone's happy with it, to click away during the performance and record the takes.
So it's like a big soundproof, what, plastic case, is it?
Yeah, it's a big soundproof case.
How big is it?
It's large. It's like two bricks, one sitting on top of the other. That's the traditional sound blimp. There's a whole lot of variations on it. There's some new ones coming out that are a lot more refined around the camera, but it's a big bulky box, basically cushioning the sound.
Is it a bit hard? There you've got these movie stars in front of you, plying their trade, focusing as much as they possibly can on the moment at hand. You've got the director next to you, no doubt, and the sound person, as you mentioned. And there you are trying to fade into the background, but you've got this massive box in front of your face.
It's a tricky thing, and you don't... I mean, often you can just hide in amongst the crew or sneak in behind a burly grip, but, you know, that's one of the tricks of this job. And it's a nice little challenge. And it pays... I'm kind of a fairly small guy, that helps.
Yeah.
That's one of the challenges, the strategy of getting into that room and getting your spot and then hopefully getting a beautiful shot of an actor in the moment of a performance.
Yeah, we're chatting with Matt Nettheim tonight. He's one of two Australians who have, the very first time, been accepted into the Society of Motion Pictures Still Photographers. Is it based in Hollywood?
It's an LA-based group, yep. They've got an exhibition on at the moment. And they're a really interesting bunch of photographers. There's guys there that I mean, directors get attached to stills photographers, and there's guys there that have worked with, say, Woody Allen or John Huston their entire career. There's actors who have their preferred stills photographers, and I think Johnny Depp brings his regular guy onto as many jobs as he can. It's an interesting little line of work. There's more to it than recording the performance. We're often building studios on locations and doing portraits of the actors, and the whole behind the scenes side is very important as well. So it's a busy day.
So what are some of the maybe the photos or the films that you've worked on that we might know?
Well, I mean, my brother's feature film, The Hunter, is out at the moment. Wonderful job we did in Tasmania.
Is that your brother, is it?
That's my big brother, Dan. Our first opportunity to really get stuck into a project together, so I'm definitely up to giving him a plug. And it's
so this poster that we've all seen of The Hunter, there's Willem Dafoe out there in the bush, I think with the gun in his hand, isn't it? Is that your shot?
That is my shot. It is my shot, definitely. And that is one of, I think, five shots that made up that poster. And that's the challenge, I think, as a stills photographer. We're often, you know, a bit of a speed hump around the set, you know, on the day. But come time to sell the film, they need to find exactly what they're looking for. And it's often a very marketed, you know, project. And they want, I like the answer to be yes, you know, for whatever they call for. And in this instance, it was an intense shot of Willem, a couple of kids, that the scenic shot in the background, they were all there. And they were able to put something together.
Mm. What else have you done over the years? You said you needed more than a decade's worth of feature film experience, so you must have done a few.
Look, really important projects for me have been my development with Rolf de Heer. I've done four or five films with Rolf. I went overseas and did Hot Fuzz, which was a big film for me, my first big English film, and one of my favourite films. And Where the Wild Things Are was another important project, in the sense that there was books and merchandise, and so my photos were kind of everywhere. Yeah.
What was it like working on that set? Because it was, from what I understand, a difficult set, or a difficult process in some ways. It was down in Victoria, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. Well, I think the shooting side of Where the Wild Things Are was actually a really wonderful project with massive puppets and a lot of fun.
All right, what came afterwards was difficult.
It got a bit messy in yeah. post, and people just wanted to finish the film in their own way, and that always gets complicated. The bigger the film is, obviously, the more money is at stake.
So what were you doing? You were traipsing through the Victorian forest with people in gigantic puppets photographing them.
Exactly. Amazing scenes of huge puppets running through forests and leaping off cliffs. And if it had been a CGI film, there would have been nothing for me to photograph, but I had massive puppets to photograph, so it was a pleasure. Mm.
We're chatting to film photographer Matt Nettheim this evening. He and fellow Australian Jason Boland have just been accepted into the very small, selective world of the LA-based Society of Motion Pictures Still Photographers, first Australians ever to be accepted into this body. That does raise an interesting question that, you know, here we have all these movies that are being made today in studios with green screens and blue screens in the background. You know, it's all been put together by computers afterwards. How do you go about photographing that sort of stuff?
Well, as I mentioned before, the actual scenes of the film are only one side of stills. All those actors on, say, The Hobbit, for instance, where there's a lot of green screen, also some location. I mean, there's other sides to it in that the stills photographer will be photographing them in the studio for the same publicity reasons. And it's always going to be the behind-the-scenes stuff of Peter Jackson working with the Hobbits, and all that stuff still required. In regards to the shots from the film, they get computer-generated as well. But you still, as a stills photographer, will provide the components for that. The actor in a good pose, even on a green screen, is a valuable shot.
So are you working on The Hobbit?
No, I'm not. Right. I'm just giving it a plug because it's a good big project going on at the moment.
Yeah, absolutely.
And speaking of big projects, I mean, we should talk a little bit about Jason as well. I mean, he's off to do... I mean, Jason and me do very different styles of films. He's... the next jobs we're doing are very good examples of that, in that Jason's off to do a massive stunt-based film, Mad Max, for a year. A massive project. He's absolutely stoked, whilst I'm off to do Mabo, which is a beautiful project about the life of Eddie Mabo, and we're both very, very happy.
So when he's doing that, those sort of more stunt-based films, I take it you've got to get the moment. I mean, there's not a great deal of chance to get them back again and do it again.
No, and I think Jason's very good at that. He's there's a whole lot of different equipment that he'll need to, a lot of new stuff. I mean, attaching stills cameras to cranes, so you can get cars flying through the air or big action sequences. It's a completely specialised area that I haven't worked in a lot, but Jason's very, very good at it. Mm.
Matt, I don't think we'll ever look at a movie poster in the same way again. Thank you for your time tonight.
It's been a pleasure.
Good on you. Matt Nedheim there, along with Jason Boland, who have just been accepted, first Australians ever, into the LA-based Society of Motion Pictures Still Photographers.
Evenings with Robbie Buck.
Is it just my imagination, or do you think that there's just a little more excitement than usual for our impending royal visit? The Queen arrives tomorrow, and she